one and all to Nerds on the Rocks episode 199, our second annual Rockies Award, and I believe our fifth overall award on these shows. Our hosts this week are Justin.
First things first, I'm the real ass.
Sam.
I'm coming at you like a Black Widow, baby.
And James.
Fuck Birdman.
God damn it, James. You have to ruin it.
James, you broke the theme.
Jesus.
And I think Fuck Birdman is an Iggy Azalea lyric.
I don't know any Iggy Azalea songs. I only know her because people complain about her.
No. Okay. You know the lyrics.
Time out. We are not setting off on a tangent.
Fine.
But no, we have to keep with the spirit of the show.
Anyhow, this is our end of the year, start of the year award for 2014.
It's, it's definitely not the end of 2014 anymore.
So long as we get it out before the Oscars, we are still in celebrate 2014 mode.
Yes, you are still in 2014, some people go until June, it's really weird. Anyhow, we have a host of categories to get through, and because we had such terrific fanning, everybody's going to read off their nominees, and we're going to pick a winner for each category. For the ones that aren't so straightforward, which is some of them, I will do my best to explain it before we get there. So the first award of the evening is the Oh My God, Michael Bay's Ruined My Childhood Achievement and Disappointing Sequels, Remakes, Reboots, or Revivals of 2014. I think that's pretty straightforward. It does not have to be something produced by Michael Bay. It just seems to be that he tends to be associated with people ruining your childhood.
So for these, can we kind of just as a group come up with the ones, the like obvious nominees from the year, then pick one? Because I feel like that's what we'll be doing anyway. Never mind. Yeah. Just tell what I'm saying. Just keep going.
Yeah, but just to go backwards, I mean, just to kind of skip ahead, it's Transformers. You all voted for Transformers.
It's Transformers. I would say Transformers.
Yeah, like, I actually voted for RoboCop, but I forgot Transformers.
Oh my God, I forgot. I keep forgetting RoboCop came out last year.
I was tempted to say Ninja Turtles, but it also is a thing where it does not taste like
Ninja Turtles. I actually watched Ninja Turtles a couple weeks ago. It's actually not as bad as people
it's
said.
Not
so,
that bad.
Sam,
it's
you
pretty
and
bad. Okay, so
Sam,
the reason I didn't is because like there's like the movie does not taste like Michael Bay at all. Like there is nothing Michael Bay-ish about it,
right,
except the creepy Michelangelo stuff.
Right.
I mean,
fucking April is the main character for 2/3 of it. It's not a Bay. Like everything that movie that reasons that doesn't work.
I don't know.
They're not
Bay's
fault.
Arguably saying Megan Fox is the main character for 2/3 of it makes it pretty Michael Bay.
That is true. I was also going to say, I mean, unlike the other ones, you also have a Ninja Turtles cartoon, so it's not, like, even if it does ruin your childhood, you do have a really great animated series on. My pick was actually for Sonic Boom.
Oh, my, well, I mean, does Sonic even, like, deserve
to I know.
Sonic,
it's really
like,
hard to ruin your childhood.
How do you ruin Sonic anymore? Like, honestly, at this point, who likes Sonic the Hedgehog still, unironically?
Yeah, but they offer
Children, I guess? Like,
okay.
You know, if children like it, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, but who's older than 10 that's still, like, Sonic the Hedgehog, unironically?
Furries. Whatever this.
That are, that are like, normal.
But, yeah, so,
I mean.
I think that's the point we're making.
Anyway, Transformers won it, right?
Yeah, Transformers won.
Yeah, the point is, Transformers is not good for basically the same reasons that kept the last three from being good.
I mean,
it's way too long. The action is incoherent. It's weirdly mean-spirited and hateful towards everyone.
The last three Transformers, one was okay.
One and three are pretty good. I think it's
there's some good
three
stuff
was Call
one.
Of Duty the movie. Three was just Call of Duty, and that was all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I slightly prefer three compared to two and four, mostly because it went straight to the action a lot quicker, so I could just take a nap.
Well, I think with Transformers as a franchise, it's just like the odd numbered ones are really good or good, like bordering on passable. But
yeah, okay,
comparatively,
really good is a little strong.
But I changed that. But then it's like two. It's like the even numbers are just like what the hell is happening?
I mean, Transformers 4 has a scene where the good guy enslaves several sentient dinosaurs in the name of freedom,
and then he lets them go.
Okay. Anyway, about Transformers, I think this is the most time it's going to get on our show ever. But, do or die moment of 2014. This is in honor of, I believe this is in honor of the Fast and the Furious 6 for the stunt.
Oh, this is in honor of that Eminem song.
Well, I mean, yes, we could have a new moment. I don't know if we had, you know, there was no Fast 7 this year, but
sadly.
Yes. So what was your do or die moment?
What counts as a do or die moment again, just to be sure?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much just like any act of bravery, like any real big moment.
I think it was if you don't mess it up, you're in trouble. That's how I interpreted it. Like, this is a year of if you do something wrong again, you did something wrong last year.
Okay. Or are you talking about in a movie or in a game?
It could
or
be
just
anything.
Like,
it's,
okay.
Everything. I put Call of Duty for this one because Call of Duty Ghosts was really bad, and I think if they had another bad Call of Duty game this year, it would have been. I mean, it's not like it would have hurt them horribly, but it would have definitely put a big damper on Call of Duty as a franchise, and I think that Advanced Warfare is one of the best games of this year. So it's cool that they learned from Ghost and actually made a good, interesting Call of Duty game for the first time in years.
I have two moments.
Okay.
One is in Winter Soldier when that... that guy is telling Crossbones, like, nah, I'm not going to shoot the missiles. And then the other one is Ubisoft for having the balls to put $99 microtransactions in Assassin's Creed Unity.
See, that's the or die part. I think you're on the wrong going the wrong way.
But it's do or die.
True. I guess I chose the do side.
I mean, technically speaking, it should be a choice that would have been, you know, do or do not. But, yes.
My point still stands.
No, your point stands. I mean, Ubisoft, I think Ubisoft was pretty brazen this entire past year.
I would save them for this next category, perhaps.
Yeah, I have something. Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Tell us about the next category.
Yeah, we got to get to this one.
Yeah, James, do you have anything for this?
I guess I'd sort of, now that I think about it, I think I might go with sort of Nicolas Cage making sort of a comeback into more serious acting with Joe. Because, I mean, you know, Nick, you know, because of the internet and a lot of his past several roles, Nicolas Cage has basically just built up a crazy person role.
He had a movie this year?
From David Gordon Green, who made, like, he made, like, Pineapple Express and other similar things recently. But
I did not hear this movie.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Not a very good comeback.
Yeah, well, okay. The point is, it's one of those reminders that, Nicolas Cage is more than just a crazy person and is actually a legitimately good actor.
But the problem is he also had Left Behind.
That is true. Like I said, he's still got to pay off all those tax debts, I think.
Also, Joe only made $370,000.
True, but considering the size of the movie's release, I think that's about what everyone expected, so...
But National Treasure 3, y'all, it's coming.
Okay. Mine is a literal do or die moment of 2014, which was Sony and the interview.
Oh.
Sure.
Wait, has anyone here actually seen the interview yet?
I saw the interview.
It was not worth
it. Was it worth
the hassle? The Eminem joke was pretty good.
I'm secretly gay thing.
Someone actually thought that was a real
news outlet thought that was actually a real story.
Yeah, a lot of them did. I still think the best part of that bit was the fact that they used real Eminem lyrics in the second part.
Did it actually come across as real, or could you easily tell that they were just, like, making a joke?
It's a joke.
Part of what made it, you know, funnier was because Eminem was playing that whole scene perfectly straight.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't any jokiness to his performance there. He's just being very, you know, simplified presentation.
It shows that he's self-aware of what people think of him, and I think that's hilarious, too.
Yeah.
But this category isn't best in any joke, so.
Okay, so what do you folks want to pick, or if...
Let's give it to the... I think we should give it to the interview.
Actually, yeah, that's a good moment.
Okay. I'm with that. Yeah, I've got it in another category later, but I imagine there'll probably be more interesting things to slip in there.
Okay. Biggest F-up of 2014.
Sony with Amazing Spider-Man.
That movie was not that bad.
Well, let's not say Amazing Spider-Man. Let's just say Spider-Man in general. Sony with Spider-Man.
Yeah, but the movie wasn't that bad.
I mean, the movie's not bad, but, like, the way that they've been...
So it can't be the biggest F-up. It's not bad.
Okay. Since he's not here right now, I do have Dan's just in front of me. I just want to read off his, which was the season finale, the series finale of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, forget what I said. That's definitely the biggest F-up of the year.
Yeah, I read that, and I kind of... Mine was Gamergate, but I also have that Ader on the list.
Can we not talk about that, please?
That's kind of why. It's like, it's still going on. It's been 5 months.
Many guys who seem to think that they really have no better hobbies to do than, like, make women's lives miserable. It's like, have you considered woodworking, gentlemen? It very productive and satisfying way to spend your time.
I hate to be the butt guy, but it's gotten to the point where I hate both sides of the argument because anti-Gamergate has spent so much time trying to discredit game. Like, I'm just sick and tired of both sides of the argument now because
both sides. Can we please not indulge the both sides nonsense?
Let's move on. Please, for the love of you. I'm so fucking tired of hearing about this thing.
What did you have, Sam?
I put the Halo Master Chief Collection didn't work, and that personally pissed me off.
But. Yeah, I saw that, and I'm gonna vote with you because it was part of the reason I bought an Xbox One, and it's part of the reason I want to sell my Xbox One.
I bought an Xbox One over the holidays. I'm like, surely it'll be working by the time I buy it. And then, like, some forums chatter said, "Oh, it's a little better," and I bought it. And then 30 minutes later, I haven't found a game yet. It's I love Halo so much that it's a very personal pick, but Halo has been the favorite game of my life since I was in fifth grade, and all I wanted to do was play Halo 1 online in a way that worked, and they can't do that.
Yeah,
so,
and it's kind of carried over to the Halo 5 beta as well, where you can sit there for 20 minutes and not find a match.
Was it really?
Yeah, I mean, part of it,
it's a little better than the Master Chief Collection, but it's not great.
Yeah, and the worst thing is they patched it in eventually, but you couldn't back out. So like you would have to sit there until the game told you it couldn't find somebody after like 10 minutes.
Yippee!
Once they fix it, we should play some Halo if you have.
So on that note, like since we're talking about like ballsiest moments, how freaking ballsy of them was it to be like, no, we don't plan on doing Halo ODST or Reach for the Xbox One, and then they're like, oh yeah, so as compensation for our fucking up. You can get ODST on Xbox One.
Hey, I'm all for free content. I want a game that works first. That's my
priority.
Like, they could give me anything they want later on, but make sure what I paid for works at some point.
Serious question. Do you think that they should have pushed back the beta until they dealt with the Master... Okay.
Yeah, I honestly think that's what I think any about betas, DLC, any of that stuff should be pushed back until the actual fundamental game is working because it does seem like it's just taking resources and money out of people's pockets while not fixing the problem they have. But it's also something that we'll get to in a bit later on.
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah, is Halo a better fit than two categories down? I'm just now looking.
I think it is. I think so, but
I have a nomination for biggest fuck up of 2014.
Yeah. Oh, I know what the biggest. I think I know what my biggest fuck up is.
Continuing the trend of selling tickets to half a movie.
That only happened once this year, though.
There are two reasons. Like, one, it's annoying for the money stuff because like I'm not as annoyed with it with like the young adults splitting their final entry to two movies, but. Selling fucking Nymphomaniac, which was not made to be two movies. Like, it was made as one movie. And then they decided the U.S., well, we're just going to split it in half straight down the middle and sell it as two tickets.
Okay, like, that I did not know about. That's kind of not cool.
I thought you were talking
exclusively about video games.
Yeah, but it's not new trends. It's a new spread. I'll give you that.
And then Divergent announcing that their third movie is going to be two parts immediately after the opening weekend.
Who cares?
Other reason. Specifically with Mockingjay, the first part is a really good first half of movie. Like besides the fact that it comes off as greedy is annoying. It also means that you end up with weaker movies as a result because you get out of Mockingjay, you're like, all right, that was a really good first half.
I feel
very unsatisfied at the moment. Not even money wise.
But, so what do we want to vote for? Because there are a lot of categories to get through.
Yeah.
I'm all for How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, let's do How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
Because even thinking about it now, I'm still just, like, really annoyed.
And the worst thing is they have a really good one.
I know.
But let's move on. most bombastic explosion. So Michael Bay has two awards in this show.
Or is this the Master Chief Collection again?
No, this is most bombastic explosion. So I pretty much put anything Transformers 4.
Oh yeah. There's that one scene where they're on the highway and Optimus and Bumblebee like throw Mark Wahlberg and his kids like over the highway as they go under it.
Oh yeah,
and,
that's like, kinda cool.
That was cool, but it was also like so explosion-tastic.
I put the carrier crashing in Captain America.
Oh yeah, it's a good one.
Dan had the ship crashing in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I had the train.
Yeah, there wasn't a single one.
Wait, he's not at the end?
Yeah.
Guardians. It's kind of the same thing as Captain America.
I think this one would go to Captain America. Because that's three different things.
James was the train sequence.
Yeah, train in Snowpiercer, since it's basically Chris Evans' character, spoiler alert, sacrificing the entire human race because he refuses to continue being complicit to like awful class divisions.
But it's not like a super explosion, just like explosion.
but it's sacrificing the entire human race.
Not like an actual explosion.
I'm just voting against Snowpiercer appearing on this list.
So. I have a feeling we are going to have some ideological differences here.
So we're going with Transformers 4 here.
No, we're going with Captain America.
All right, I like it. Okay.
I thought we were going with Transformers.
No.
I didn't see Transformers, so if y'all think it's a better explosion, okay, I'll trust you on this.
We're going with Captain America. Okay, this award's basically going to Hail Master Chief Collection. I think Sam and I already...
Yeah.
Details the reasons. If it ain't working, break it more for unshipped products.
No, give it to Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah, but did any of us play even touch Assassin's Creed Unity?
I mean, it came with my Xbox.
I
sold my copy too.
So three of the four of us have played Unity.
But it worked when I played it. Is the problem?
Yeah, mine worked. Well, I was at a friend's house and it worked too.
Still doesn't work.
Yeah, I think the difference between Unity and Master Chief Collection is that Unity, you can play it. It has some funny glitches and stuff, but you can beat the game. Hey, you can't even get into a game to play with people, and that's very frustrating when it's a video game.
It's especially frustrating because multiplayer is like basically the thing that's kept Halo going.
And it worked every other time they released a Halo game.
And it's not even a new game. It's a collection of old games that you have working. That's going to Halo Master Chief Collection. This isn't a category that we vote on. This is basically just set to say your pick because there's no way to come to a consensus, I think.
Which one is this?
Most disappointing.
I don't know.
Like, of anything?
Yeah, actually, I didn't have a... I was going to vote based on y'all's choices. No, I'm not. Interstellar was the most disappointing for me this year.
Oh, snap. I'm the only person here who hasn't seen Interstellar, right?
Probably. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Earthon, where Batman, The Witcher, The Order, Quantum Break, all those games that were supposed to come out in 2014.
Who was looking forward to Quantum Break, though?
I didn't say I was looking forward to it. I'm just saying all the games that got pushed into 2015.
No, I'm cool.
Mostly Batman.
Well, I'm cool with that because, as recent history has shown us, it's not good to put things out when they aren't ready.
I agree with that. It's still disappointing, though, when like five or six games get pushed into the new year.
Sure.
Is
anybody else saying Interstellar, or should I just like say why I chose it?
Just tell us why.
I feel frustrated by it as well.
All right, yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's lots of problems with that movie, but mostly the ending. To be completely honest.
Without specifically talking about it, it's a very emotionally driven ending, and Nolan is not. That's very outside his wheelhouse.
Okay, speaking of Nolan, I watched Transcendence. A few days ago, what the hell was up with that movie?
I don't know. I never bothered watching it, so I couldn't tell you.
James, I feel like you would not like it specifically because it sort of shits on women who work in STEM.
I do like women who work.
Okay.
We're gonna move on before we get into that.
But most disappointing for me, I think, would be probably either Sleepy Hollow Season 2 or Assassin's Creed Unity.
Okay.
I'm just going to make it a two-way tie.
Saddest TV finale.
Wait.
Oh, you didn't say anything. Yeah.
Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Didn't you love that movie?
You're crazy.
No, I love the first one. I think the first one is a perfect movie. Like, the second one is just like this constant...
I think, too, is just the example.
Bugging at me.
I didn't care for it as much as the first, but yeah, it wasn't the most disappointing thing to me this year.
It also helps that most of the things I saw either lived up to or surpassed my expectations. Like, it was one of the few that left me, you know, bummed out compared to what I thought it was going to be.
Okay. I had such high hopes for Interstellar.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Saddest TV finale.
Mine's for sure nobody watched again. I don't think any of y'all have watched Hannibal since I said to watch it last time we did these awards.
I know I need to watch Hannibal. You're not the only you are one of these six people who tells me to watch it. And granted, most of those people I respect deeply, so
the saddest TV finale
got even better than the last one. Anyway. All right.
The finale to Walking Dead, and when I say sad, I mean it's sad how they tried to justify that.
Wait, which one? I mean,
Walking Dead. Oh, Walking Dead, the show. Sorry.
No,
finale, because there've been two this year technically.
Yeah, because there was the mid-season
one.
Okay. Yeah, it's a weird season because they have the season.
Yeah, they keep killing off characters that I want dead anyway, so I don't feel anything when they die.
Well, it's like I'm fine with them killing off characters, but with the spoiler alert, so like with Beth specifically, it doesn't make sense that she would use scissors. When the woman has on a bulletproof vest,
this is really fascinating.
Well, no, I mean, it just felt like they killed her just to kill her. You know, it's not like with other characters who've died.
In The Walking Dead, they kill characters that like the fans intentionally don't like.
But people did like Beth, though.
No, who liked it? You're crazy. That's
I think the saddest one would probably go to Supernatural because it's still on.
I was going to say next year I'm going to make sure that I put in. I meant serious finale.
Why I didn't put any.
Okay,
in,
well then
none of the shows I liked ended this year.
Then the winner is High I Met Your Mother.
What ended this year?
Breaking Bad.
Well, I was going to say I would put Core. I think just by default.
Core's finale was sad.
I haven't made it yet, so if we can knock
But yeah, I don't think there was as many. I don't know if it's necessary that I don't watch as many shows, or I don't care about as many shows. But I guess really, from it was like the Colbert Report and
really say that those are ending though, since they're just sort of like kind of converging on each other?
Wait, what?
Colbert Report and Late Show. I mean,
well, they're ending. I mean, the Colbert character's retired, but. I'm just saying shows that ended. And I mean ended, not shows that got canceled, which is a whole different ballgame.
Oh.
But, yeah, I think Core was probably the only one I actually cared about that ended this year.
Yeah, nothing I like. Everything I like is still going, so.
Yeah.
Well, Core it is. I haven't seen it.
R.I.P. Young Justice.
Which was like 2 years ago now, Justin.
I'm not going to let it go, Mitch.
Let it go.
I'll let your mom go.
Best episode, and this could be any TV show.
Oh,
all right.
If you want to be really snarky, I guess a Telltale Game.
But no Telltale Game was good enough this year to deserve that. So, I'm interested to hear what y'all say.
Any of you folks have?
Ooh, I had a few that I like. I chose the season finale of Silicon Valley. I don't know if y'all have watched that yet. But it has. If this was greatest moment, that show would win hands down.
Is that the one with the dick joke?
It's the one with the dick joke.
Yeah, all I know about it is that it has Camille Nanjiani and the single most elaborate dick joke.
Yep.
That's all I know about the show.
I've watched that episode five times.
Wait, didn't Mike Judge make that show?
Yes, he did.
He did, yes.
All right, never mind. I'm in. I'm going to watch it.
And a dick joke that actually makes sense for the plot of the episode.
God. I think. Best episode.
Any episode.
Or just, okay.
Any episode.
I think the Mountain and the Viper from Game of Thrones, because god damn.
Yeah, that was
it. Was
good.
That was a really good episode, and it's
also
really. I wouldn't be
mad with that winning.
It's also
one of the dick joke on record.
It's also really traumatizing.
I don't remember the episode. But the episode of True Detective with that really long shot in the finale.
I wrote that into my answer.
Yeah, that was the fourth episode.
Is that the one with like the wide pan
shot? Yeah, it's
the 7-minute tracking shot.
Okay.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I haven't caught up on True Detective. I only saw like the one episode.
To be honest, I think that episode is better than the Mountain and the Viper.
I can't say whether or not you're wrong because I haven't, because like I said, I haven't caught up on True Detective.
Okay. We're not going to give Silicon Valley the vote, and I'm going for True Detective.
Okay, True Detective wins.
Okay, I'm okay with True Detective winning, but yes, I do want to pick out that my favorite episode of the year was Rick's D Minutes from Rick and Morty. If you don't remember, that was the one with the television. Basically, sort of the perfect summary of what makes that show great.
The one with the television.
Actually, the best episode was Too Many Cooks, but...
No, that's not an episode, though. That's
Is there an award that Too Many Cooks can fit into?
A Tapestry of Insanity.
Special. There's got to be some award we can give to Too Many Cooks. Can we just give honorary Too Many Cooks award?
Can we give it the award? Let's give it the award for, like, best worst acid trip.
Okay.
All right. Done.
Best use of a licensed song.
Love Me Again at the end of Edge of Tomorrow.
Centuries in the National Championship game.
Wait, did you actually? Wait, Justin, did you seriously think that's the song from the end of Edge of Live, Die, Repeat?
Yes.
Oh my god, I hate that song. Granted, I also hate it because it played on work like 2 summers ago, so. Come and Get Your Love from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was going to name this the Honorary Guardians of the Galaxy Award.
The best Guardians of the Galaxy song.
Yeah, it doesn't have great score. I don't remember the score, but it's an amazing use of the music.
Yes. I just wrote Guardians of the Galaxy in my answer blank.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I wrote, too. Like, the whole movie.
That's fair.
We also forgot, was it official licensed Untitled Song from Batman in Lego Movie?
That was written for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing, because Dan Has Everything is awesome, and that's a great song, but it's a song written for the movie.
Yeah, that thing is going to win the Oscar. Okay, correction. It should win the Oscar.
Hi, everybody.
About our favorite licensed songs in movies or anything.
Oh, and Dan's just joined us for that, too. We just talked about Everything is Awesome.
Yeah, that was my nomination for it.
Do we have a category for best original?
It's not a licensed song.
Do we have a category for best original song?
No.
Now we do.
We're
not the Oscars.
We probably should.
Well, we do now. Everything is awesome.
We did Everything Awesome one. All right.
Oh, man, I had another one that I want to do.
So we're just throwing in awards to give stuff now?
Okay. Yeah, sure. All right, what's the next award?
The next award is Best DLC.
Ooh. I didn't play a single DLC all year.
I'm going to go with Infamous First Light.
That's the only
DLC I did play this year.
I was about to say I did it, but then I remembered Payday 2 had John Wick DLC we can play as Keanu Reeves, so that's my nomination.
I'm going to say no to Payday 2 because that stuff didn't come to consoles yet, so I'm still pissed off.
Did it not?
I'm still waiting for a patch for the Xbox 360 version to actually make it less grindy.
FTL had a cool update, but I guess it's not DLC.
I wouldn't call that DLC.
Binding of Isaac DLC?
Nah, that's basically just the game. That's a new game.
They will get DLC eventually.
Mm-hmm. The DLC
that Bioshock thing ended this year.
Yeah,
so,
did anyone play, Last of Us Left Behind?
I did not.
I don't have a console.
No one cares about Bioshock anymore.
Or The Last of Us, apparently. You folks crossed over that.
I have Last of Us the game. Like, I can play it right now. I just have no desire to play The Last of Us at the moment. Because Dragon Age, I mean.
So y'all pick this category. There weren't many good DLCs this year.
You didn't play any. I'm going with Infamous.
I put the Hearthstone expansion, even though.
Wait! I have a suggestion. Can we do the Mario Kart DLC only for the sole purpose?
The Mario Kart
8 DLC only because it's really well priced in comparison to how much content you get.
What was the DLC?
Okay, it was $8 for 8 new tracks and 3 new characters.
That's pretty cool.
And 4 new carts. 4 new vehicles.
Oh, yeah, I did add the new carts.
And it's $12 to get 16 new tracks, 6 new characters, and 8 vehicles.
Yeah. And you'll be able to play as Isabelle.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I don't know who Isabelle is.
Yeah, she's from Animal Crossing.
Like the dog?
She had to have a little dog.
What, like the dog?
Yeah.
Okay, that's baller.
But, yeah, I was about to say, I give it that partially because it's priced well, but I also think because it opens up Mario Kart to what people always wanted, and that technically is what DLC
Alexis?
No, the Mink and Mario Kart. That was free DLC, that didn't count, but
I'm sorry.
But no, I do, stuff like, the Blood Dragon, stuff like that, where you can kind of use a base engine and expand it to be more creative and different and give fans what they want. It's kind of what I expect from DLC. Not stuff like, oh, here's more multiplayer maps, or here's an extra level we cut out the game.
I like how for a few of Alien Isolation's DLCs, they just recreated sequences, they recreated scenes from the original film, just with the mechanics. A sort of way to say, yeah, we know you could not make a full game out of just adapting the movie. We can just, you know, recreate these small parts of it.
Yeah.
All right. So
are we going with Mario Kart?
Let's go with Mario Kart.
I would say so. My only other nomination was not a DLC. It's an expansion pack, so.
Yeah, I mean, technically that counts, because we think of DLC as, like, add-on content, but it's anything you download.
Yeah,
I guess, but the thing is, it's added, like, it's seamlessly added into the game,
so it's
not really...
Screw you, baby Mario.
We don't have time to get into this debate now.
So. Yeah, we don't have time. Well, we're mostly halfway through, which is good. Biggest WTF moment of the year.
Has anyone caught up on Arrow?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, spoiler. When Sarah dies at the end of the series premiere, at the season premiere,
comes completely out of nowhere and ends up being like semi irrelevant to the plot of the season.
I was about to say it's been relevant for most of the season. I thought that was the problem.
What I mean is that plot still basically happens anyway because of the stuff with Merlin coming back. So it ends up feeling this weirdly out of place, just surprise gotcha moment to open up the season. I guess just that you've got reason for the, you know, for the League of Shadows to be after them anyway.
Yeah.
But it feels like a weirdly.
I was actually going to go with the other end of that spectrum, which was when Roz pretty much left Ivor for dead. Like, I expected
Anyone actually expecting him to win, though?
No, I wasn't expecting him to win. I wasn't expecting him to be beat so badgy.
Okay, but dude got owned.
That's pretty good.
It's been 2.5 years of him fighting and doing well. It wasn't fair. It wasn't even close to being a fair fight.
Yeah, he fucking stabbed him in the chest and kicked him off a cliff.
Like, later, bitch.
Yeah, he wasn't even trying his hardest. So I was surprised at how, well, punkish they made Ivor seem in that fight. And then...
That makes you wonder how they're going to amp it up for the finale.
Well, I assume I'm assuming
they're basically going to do a twist on the Season 2 finale, where it's going to be the entire Team Arrow against the League of Assassins.
See, that would be awesome.
God, that sounds so cool. Especially when they finally get Thea in costume.
Okay, but other people's pick...
Yep, I just want to shout out to the sex scene in 302. That was pretty random.
I was about to say, I guess you would be the only person who's seen 302.
So they go in and they get into an argument, and then they start fighting each other. But then the fight turns into having sex, sex fighting.
So they have hate sex.
They have sex. It's literally fighting. Like, they're trying to kill each other, but having sex. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in a movie.
That sounds
this
like
year.
My prom night.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
So I just wanted to say that was a pretty big WTF moment this year for me.
That sounds like
Dan?
Pretty weird.
My thing that I put was the movie Tusk, because everything about that. Does anyone know about that movie?
I know about it.
I haven't heard of that movie. I don't like Kevin Smith movies, though, so I haven't watched it. Actually, I've never seen a Kevin Smith movie,
dude,
so.
Dogma?
Parks is alright. Anyway.
Yeah, it's, basically someone's captured by a crazy guy who's obsessed with the walrus and turns him into a walrus. Fights him.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
Let's just
If only
this,
anybody saw it.
Let's just give this, let's just give this to Arrow.
Did James say it's
did you not hear the part where he turned a man into a walrus?
I do all the time.
My initial nomination was just that a Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg comedy created a fucking international incident.
Yeah, that too.
That's pretty big.
That is a huge WTF moment of the year.
That's pretty big,
Granted, unfortunately, we already gave an award to the interview, so...
Yeah, we did, that's true.
We've given two awards to Transformers, so, I mean, who knows?
So is the award... Oliver Queen dies then?
Yes.
That's my vote.
I'll
go with that.
Alright.
Okay, which probably defeats the purpose of the biggest climax and climactic climax, which is...
Yeah, that was my vote for this.
Yeah. No, my vote's the Fappening for this, and I don't see how there's any other way that you can give this category away.
Oh,
right.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, the what?
The Fappening.
I'm not saying we should reward it necessarily,
but
in our hearts, we know that one wins.
Wait, what the hell is the Fappening?
It was when the bunch of celebrity photos got leaked over the summer.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, I don't care about that anymore.
I mean,
he's really saying it's a climax because of...
It's
funny because sex.
Yes, I get it. No, that's stupid, Sam.
It's pretty stupid, but it's not wrong.
The biggest climax would have to be, like, Friendship is Magic and Guardians.
I hated that climax
so much. That was pretty dumb. Yeah, that was my favorite part of Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, I liked it, but at the same time, it felt like a My Little Pony bit.
If anything, that felt like anticlimactic. My pick was Caesar versus Kobar. From Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I could go with that. I have my choice, but I could go with that.
I forgot about that movie, but that's supposed to be good.
That was a great-ass movie.
It was great. That movie was so good.
And that final fight was great.
Best movie audience I had this year. Like, in terms of audience reactions, there was nothing more, like, better in terms of, like, enhancing the experience.
I can't think of any movie that ended particularly well this year. Some people might argue for Gone Girl, but...
I haven't seen Gone Girl.
I mean, The Raid 2 had amazing fights, too. But I think The Raid 2 suffered from just having too many fights by that point.
Is there such a thing as too many fights with the movie like The Raid?
Well, yes, it's the same problem
I have with Transformers. It's a movie I simultaneously adore, and yet it also, like, compared to the first one, which is sort of a perfectly laser-focused movie, this one... sort of forgets about its main character for about a 20-minute stretch in the middle. I do think it pulls around by the ending, though. But that final fight is amazing.
Yeah,
so y'all,
by that point, you're exhausted.
I also want to bring up as a real vote that the movie Fury was pretty good.
Yeah.
And that fight in Fury was pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the ending, but yeah, Fury's got some good stuff.
But the climax is the fight part, right?
I think maybe also the climax in Winter Soldier.
See, again, I didn't... I mean, it was...
The whole movie's one big climax, though, right?
I actually hated the climax of that movie. I was really disappointed by it.
So are we going with Dawn and the Planet of the Apes?
Sure.
Can I at least mention that Whiplash had a really great climax?
No.
I guess we would have to see Whiplash.
Yeah.
Whiplash is great, guys.
I'm pretty sure that has, like, a very limited release, though.
No, Birdman kind of sucks.
I just wanted to hear
that. Do we have a best performance category?
Weren't you jizzing your pants over Birdman before it was coming out?
I was curious about Birdman.
I'm pretty sure you were jizzing your pants about it.
Anyhow, enough about Birdman.
I'd be surprised, but sure, I can believe that.
Right. No, Birdman didn't win anything on this list.
You definitely should not be surprised at you jizzing your pants over a movie.
Anyhow, the James Bond Achievement Award for Excellence in One-Liner Delivery.
Metaphor. Wow.
So when you mean one line, you don't literally mean best, like funniest line. It has to be an actual one-liner, right?
Well, it could be a I know Dan's answer, and I stole this. It was Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I was gonna say Drax because metaphor.
Yeah, because that was my vote, but none of those were technically one-liners.
They were all one-liners.
Wait! I have
one-liners are what you say metaphor to kill somebody.
Yeah, but that's what he said. He was like, he said Figaro Thorpe meets death, then he killed the guy. Metaphor.
Oh, no, mine was nothing goes over my head.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But he has a ton of them, which is why I think he should just win overall.
Mine is when they're in the ship, and Gamora's like, Quill, what's taking so long? And then Drax is just like, behold. And then Peter Quill just like flies around the corner, set to the fucking pina colada song. That was perfect. And then he looks at her and be like, you're an imbecile.
So,
Drax... Tracks.
Yeah, the only one-liner I could think of as an actual one-liner is Channing Tatum saying something funny before throwing the grenade into the helicopter in 22nd Street.
What did you say?
That was a real one-liner that I actually liked. That was pretty good.
That's a real one-liner, but
What did you say? Something funny. What? Something funny. I said something
22
funny.
22 Jump Street was a great movie. It is the perfect example of how to do a comedy sequel.
So good.
I love the part where Ice Cube is, like, figuring everything out, and he's got this look on his face.
It's so great.
Yeah. And then, Go on.
Channing Tatum's reaction when like he get back and keep his out.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's where the oven timer was. And Channing Tatum figured out there's a ding, and the minute goes, oh, the best.
Okay.
Channing Tatum is like the breakout star, or like the underdog of that franchise.
Wrong guy, wrong face award.
Emmett, explain this one because I'm confused.
It's basically the John McCain, John McCain award of so just my, kind of I, being that guy who gets stuck in this situation.
And then because I chose the main guy in Unbroken, he was pretty much in the wrong place for the entirety of that movie.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Oh no!
and Frodo. That's their story.
What's the name of the dude in Shadow of Mordor? He was very much in the wrong place. At a very wrong time.
I like Dan's answer. I'm not going to steal it, but Dan.
Oh, yep. Mine was the guy with the prosthetic leg from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It fits.
It definitely fits, because
yeah.
He was definitely in a very wrong place at a very wrong time.
Granted, he did get paid for it, so.
But I'm pretty sure he also got killed by Nebula when they came aboard, so...
Yeah, that's true. He had money for a little while.
So he was definitely the wrong guy the entire time.
Yeah, dude got the raw end of that deal.
So yes, I'm going to go with that pick.
Yeah, that's the most in the spirit of the award. Yeah.
Dan, that's a great pick. I'm proud of you.
Yay.
best villain.
Best performance.
Ooh, best performance. Wait, we're doing best performance or best villain?
We don't have a best performance. We have best
villain. Wait, hold on.
Because my choices are the same for both.
Okay. Is it Matthew?
Who?
I've got a good argument for a movie or a show that y'all may not have watched, but go on.
Okay, so.
Wait, what's the award?
Oh, best villain.
Okay. James, who are you going to say?
Amy Dunn in Gone Girl. Oh shit, that kind of counts as spoilers.
I definitely haven't seen Gone Girl, so thanks.
Yeah, good job.
Don't worry, you'll forget about it. But yeah, fucking.
Probably right.
Fuck.
So, does anybody want to say their pick?
Who else we got? Oh, I was going to let y'all go first. Lauren Malvo in. Fargo.
That's a good one.
He was amazing in Fargo.
I like
Fargo more than Gone Girl, so, I mean. You know.
I would Sam, didn't you see
Gone Girl with your fiance?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
That sounds like an amazing couples movie.
Okay. James, do you want to like be my Valentine and
we
can watch Gone Girl together?
All the time. We watched Spartix together and there's a lot of sex in that show. I know, that was weird too, but
I mean, I wouldn't call that weird.
It's a little weird when you
anyhow,
like,
tangent.
Yeah.
This whole show is built on tangents.
Yeah, right. but we got a deadline. I agree. What are other people's picks for villains? I want to hear some other choices here.
Mine was Deathstroke, Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Deathstroke was...
Yeah, that was this year.
Deathstroke was a pretty great villain.
The True Detective didn't have one solid villain for it.
No, it didn't.
I feel like I had another TV show that it was a toss-up. Oh, mine was being Hannibal, but nobody watches Hannibal, so I gotta stop not being
that guy. I actually do feel bad about that one.
Fine. Yeah. Sam, I'll watch Hannibal for the love of God.
But I guess Mike, I don't know. I like the villain in Fargo a whole lot. I think that, what's his name? I gotta think of that guy's name. Oh my gosh.
William H. Macy?
No,
actually. Billy
Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton, there you go.
Not everything is Steve Buscemi.
Billy Bob Thornton.
No, Steve Buscemi's in Fargo.
Oh, you're being serious.
Yeah, okay, correction. He was in Fargo, the movie. I haven't watched the show yet.
I hear the show is really good.
It's one of the
I've heard the same.
Like, I may have liked it more than True Detective.
No one watches Orphan Black, do they?
We'll get to that in a second, I assume.
Wait, real quick, does anyone watch Orphan Black?
Yeah.
That's also one I should really watch this at some point.
Because I was going to throw in Rachel from Orphan Black as a really good villain.
Okay.
Stephen Moffat's always a good choice.
I chose a video game villain. Does that count?
But who watches Doctor Who, though? Like, who watches Doctor Who here?
I watch Doctor Who.
I'm not cut up, but I do.
I mean, seriously, I don't know which one watches Doctor Who.
So, our choice is between Gone Girl and...
Deathstroke? I love Deathstroke.
But Dan didn't give his choice.
Yeah, I'm just going to gloss over it because it's probably not going to get voted for. But it's Death's Head from the Wolfenstein The New Order game.
Which that game,
dude, you have been talking about.
I'm still going through it. Yeah, I'm playing it right now.
It was. I just finished it last week, so it's like freshest in my mind. But also, it was like a lot of my nominations for things because it was so good. He was a villain that I actually genuinely like hated by the end of the game, so he deserves my nomination.
He deserves your hate and your scorn.
Let
so,
the hate float through
yeah, I
you.
Guess, I guess
so. I'ma think since I was gonna say since everyone's got such a different one, we can just have all of them.
Yeah,
as League of Evil.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, but award shows are all about award shows are bullshit, so we should cheat.
I'd probably give it to Gone Girl. I mean, I think Lorne Malvo is a better villain, but nobody watched it.
I guess
it's okay.
I like Gone Girl more than Deathstroke.
But like the eye patch though.
Okay,
you'll understand, Justin.
meme that should remain in 2014.
Everything.
Oh, they crave that mineral. No.
All memes. I want to bring back the Selfie Olympics. Selfie Olympics 2015. Let's do this, guys.
It's about ethics and game journalism.
Oh, God.
No, okay, actually, the best one of those was the one with the series finale of Breaking Bad. Like, where it's... Walter just going up to Skylar. She's like, don't say it's about harassing feminists. It's like, not only is it a perfect riff on that, it's also like the perfect summary of that scene. Like, damn, good. Hats off to whoever did that one.
Gosh, I think what was another really good meme?
RKO,
the pregnancy meme.
RKO meme is really good.
What's the RKO meme?
RKO.
They had the Randy Orton gifts where he would like RKO people who screwed up.
Ooh.
Someone's got to find the link and put it in there. It's really good.
I don't think I've seen that.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with. Okay, it has nothing to do with the old company.
No.
Somebody
on the computer put the link in the Skype.
But I think that has died a natural death. My thing is, you should want that kind of go way past their expiration date and continue.
I just wanted to mention that it was really funny. All
right, so it's about ethics and game journalism.
The other one I hated was surprise bitch. Are you happy to see?
No, yeah. It's surprise bitch. I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, this is the theme that should remain. This is the one we want to keep going. That's why I said Olympics 2015, because
no,
I mean
to remain in
2014. With their pictures.
Remain in 2014, as in stop.
Oh! In that case, all memes.
Okay,
I think
well,
we
in
had
that case,
last
should,
year, too, didn't we?
No, you didn't word that right. Okay, in that case, it should definitely in that case, it should definitely be a surprise bitch.
Wait, how is that not worded properly?
You know, because you made it sound like the one
you
that like should stay.
Okay, I think I misread it, I misread it and thought you said meme that should remain in 2015, which meant you wanted it to keep going.
Yeah, that's okay. I got confused.
In that case, all memes except for the Selfie Olympics, because I want to see young people get creative with their pictures.
I want to
see a selfie stick that can get really creative.
I want to see.
Oh, God, I saw so many of those in Florida.
I want to see more riffs on. It's about ethics and game journalism. It's like I don't like what it's based on, but still, it's just really freaking hilarious.
Alex from Target can stay in 2014.
Alex from Target is just a basic ass white boy for Tumblr to lose their pants.
So creepy.
It really was creepy.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure I could have sworn I heard that it was manufactured, but even still, like there's something
why would you manufacture
unsettling
that,
about that?
People are weird.
People are weird. Kids. I have words about Tumblr and its attraction to people.
Or the Kim Kardashian. Or you just, that's a meme. That doesn't count. I didn't pick that up. We could say surprise, bitch. Was that 2014 or was that 2013?
Yeah, that was 2014 because that was
when American North Story was last year.
Yeah, but
that was
also
last year's season of American North Story, though.
Yeah, it was on in 2014, though.
But the actual episode it came from was in 2013.
No, I think it was in 2014.
But either way, the meme was born in 2014.
All right.
Yeah.
The point is, all memes must die.
Yeah, my vote's still everything.
The entry on knowyourmeme.com was created December 13th, just for the record.
Ah, fine. Okay, best video game. Okay, best video game.
right.
I'm guessing, are you saying for these we're not choosing a winner because they're obviously going to be very personal?
I feel like it's good. We have like 10 minutes left, and I feel like if we try to pick one, it's just going to be us fighting until we bring someone in. I don't have the time.
Okay, what's everybody's top five? Let's do it like that.
Oh, I don't think I even played five games in Reach last year, so.
Yeah. I played five, but none of them stood out.
Yeah, I think that was the theme of 2014. It was like...
Can we just not award one here?
Maybe if y'all are
right. Can we say that no game is good enough?
We can just pick our singular favorite.
Maybe if y'all...
Can we just have everyone say their favorite?
Yeah, let's just do like one or two favorites for everybody.
Alright.
Okay. I can go first since I actually have my list on the website.
Who just said Wolfenstein?
Me, Dan.
Okay. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just didn't hear you.
No, Wolfenstein was just such a good game.
Yeah, he's been saying it on Twitter all week. So.
You really have, dude. Now you make me want to play it.
I'm just going to point out, I literally stopped tweeting about it last week because I beat the game then. So, been over for a while. If you want to go look at my tweets, the proof is there.
I feel like he's lying. Anyway, continue.
You can go look at those because that's the one thing that I'm not standing for.
Mine's is Hyrule Warriors. I make no bones that it's a really weird pick. It's just a really fun game.
Right, James.
Alien Isolation. It's a game that, despite taking a lot of pieces from other games, it feels very. It still feels distinctly singular. You know, it has that slight, I guess, sort of indie spirit in that it does feel like it's going away from a lot of AAA conventions. But it has the advantage of having the AAA budget just to elevate it beyond what it can do normally within smaller budgets, technical limitations.
Okay.
Sam?
Master Chief Collection would go here if it worked, but it doesn't. So Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is the best game. If you haven't played it and you haven't liked Call of Duty games lately, go at least rent it or something. Even the campaign is pretty damn good. There wasn't a moment in the campaign that I didn't have a big dumb smile on my face because you're jumping on trucks and punching guys out windows. And it was
at a level that was fun.
Which one? Which level?
The Frogger level, I thought that looked, like, beautiful. In, like, an unironic way, I liked how, like, unabashedly silly it went with that.
Yeah. Anyway, good game. Smash Brothers, also really good, but yeah. I like Call of Duty a little bit more.
Okay.
Best thingamajiggy.
Dragon Age Inquisition because it's really freaking awesome, and then Infamous Second Son because they're the two biggest games that I've spent the most time with this year.
Okay.
Right.
Best TV show.
Silicon Valley.
Arrow.
Silicon Valley.
Actually, I take that back. I think I would give this to maybe Gravity Falls.
I
only just started that, so I can't speak for it. What do you say, Earl?
I had Fargo.
Oh, okay, yeah, I had True Detective. Like the last 5 minutes are just this, like, really weirdly beautiful and optimistic moment.
Yeah. I think Silicon Valley is better than all those.
And the winner is all of them.
No.
The winner is you.
Winner's Fargo. I'll cast my vote there.
I'll believe you.
Best movie, go.
No, we got best comic book series first, and then best movie.
Yeah, I think best comic book series is always just like Dan and I.
I read comics too.
Do you have a choice?
What?
Do you have a choice?
I would probably say Ms. Marvel.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, I need to catch up on that because I've only read the first two issues, but they were great.
It's really good.
Comics are for nerds.
That is true.
This is like, Sam, where are you?
Do you know the name of the website this is being
hosted on? I
believe
this podcast is called Cool Guys on the Rocks.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
The Popular Kids on the Rocks, I believe, is the name of
Jocks on the Rocks.
Dan, what is your choice?
I said Spider-Verse. I don't know if that counts, though.
Does it?
I mean, it's a story. I mean, it's a series.
Yeah, it's like an arc within the story, I guess,
You mean a miniseries?
Well, no.
It's part of Amazing Spider-Man, but it's like an arc.
It's a crossover, because it crosses over to different Spider-Man books.
Earl, what's yours?
0 Year.
Sex Criminals.
Good book. I have not read that book.
I've heard Sex Criminals is actually really good.
so
well, Matt
Fraction's
a pretty good writer usually, so
yeah.
I read Kryptonomics. Yeah,
it's like fuck, the first issue alone is so beautiful. Like,
yeah, fuck, that's exactly the first issue from what I hear.
Yeah. I think the first issue's free, probably.
Probably.
Well, most first issues of Image Comics are usually free on Comixology.
So unless y'all want to decide on a comic.
I thought we were just listing off our favorite ones, or
yeah,
the best ones.
It's a boring award show. I thought we had to pick. All right, fine.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'm too cool for comics.
Yeah.
Not too cool for video games, but fucking
comics
nerd.
Suck. Nah, video games suck this year, too.
I mean, maybe if you...
We already established this.
Yeah, I've played some great video games this year, so I don't know what your problem is.
Alright, what's
the
next category?
Movie of the year.
Let's have James go first. This is his category.
Oh, God.
Wait, do I should go first or last?
First.
I'm not letting him say
Sam,
no,
shut up.
Go really, really loud, so he can't say it out loud.
Alright.
James, make this quick.
Grand Budapest Hotel. I still have to make my list, but yeah, probably Grand Budapest Hotel.
That was actually quicker than I thought it would be from you.
That's what she said. Anyhow.
I would give you a high five right now.
Sam, what was your pick?
My best movie is the Lego movie.
Fuck yes.
That was my pick as well. It's between the Lego movie and 22 Jump Street.
I don't know if I would put 22 Jump Street on there.
What was your pick?
Oh, bitch, okay.
Say Nightcrawler.
It's a three-way tie between Nightcrawler, Big Hero 6, and the Lego Movie.
I mean, the Lego Movie wins, obviously, but Nightcrawler was a very good movie.
Nightcrawler's fucking great. Nightcrawler was fantastic.
God damn. Renee Russo is so good in that movie.
Everyone is so good in that movie.
Oh, God.
Jake Gyllenhaal, but man,
he just... Pretty much every time he gets in front of the camera, he just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, that was the cutest I felt in watching a movie. The most uncomfortable I felt watching a movie in a very long time.
That scene in the restaurant with him and Rene Russo was just like...
Oh, man. And if there was an award for best debut movie, then I would have given it to that, because that's only Dan Gilroy's first directed movie, and he just... God damn.
Earl, play us out.
That was such a damn good movie.
That was, yeah, okay.
It was an experience. Like, I kind of feel like I need to scrub myself afterwards.
Okay.
I felt we're kind of
I guess we're going Lego Movie, runner-up, Nightcrawler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure, let's go with that.
Guess what? Snowpiercer stayed out of the awards, so I, my mission was a success.
Yeah, and that would put a nice little bow on 2014 for us.
Yep.
Half of us, I think Monday, separately from this, we'll have our full Game of the Year awards on the Dual Wielding podcast.
Oh, God, there's a bear.
There's a bear.
That's what we call this episode. Oh, God, there's a bear.
Next week marks episode 200, and something can stand for that.
Oh, God, we've been doing 200 of these?
We have not.
I haven't been here since they needed someone for the Independence Day episode.
James, why did we bring you along? I forget.
It was because Earl needed people for the Independence Day episode, and you and Justin weren't around, so he decided to...
I am Justin.
Yeah, I know. I'm correction. You and Sam were not around and had a
here we
unit.
Go.
It's like, what do you think my name is, you jackass?
Anyhow, Earl? We can talk about this off-air. So, I want to thank Dan, Sam, Justin, James, and everybody else.
Who's Sam? Thank you very much. Literally the one you didn't name.
I said Sam.
No, you didn't say Dan.
Yeah. Sam. I said Dan, Sam, Justin,
Sam. He was released.
I went in order of how people are on my Skype screen. I already see that, so I don't forget anybody.
He definitely loves you the least. Sam, he loves you the least. He hates you.
Anyhow, we'll be back next week. Or sometime.
We'll be back in 2015, because this is 2015.